know what this is.
Thank you.
consequences that that had, we looked at the prophets in the Old Testament, and they're talking about the destruction that happens because of human sin when no one cried out. So for us, part of our role, knowing that Jesus has taken back the rule of mankind over us, taken back that authority that we have created, our role as a redeemed people of God is to explore God's good creation and to develop even the tools of God and to use that knowledge of God. So that's my theology of God. That to God, all the words in the Catholic, God for us. Or, in more eloquent words, our Francis Kelly performed the galaxy of the human genome project. It was possible for the scientist community to be intellectually fulfilled and spiritually alive, both worshiping God and using the tools of science to uncover some of the awesome mysteries of his creation. And to live into your own science, that's an incredible encouragement and driver. For the rest of us, I've been writing science for 15 years now, and love to read the books about natural history to watch the rest of the program to grab science as I wrote this afternoon and then the afternoon. And to enjoy what I know, what I'm grateful to know because of other people's hard work. So be celebrated. So, looking at Psalm 139, and particularly that part in the middle, there's a famous psalm that would be familiar to all of us, I'm sure, and that part in the middle looks at the most intimate description of David's relationship with God. And discovering recently that there are speculations about whether David had a difficult start in life, because he never mentioned in the Bible. Which will be a complete mystery to people back then. And in fact, they still have a small number of times which are a complete mystery to my friends who are religious on human development, because it's a stage which is still accessible to science at more particular places. But possibly right as well. But there's a lot we know from studying things like this. And there's this beautiful dance of the if you've done a prayer or a bind and are doing something very similar, they stuck together as if they're holding their hands. And they're falling asleep. And you can think of a period in people with four hands, but then they're holding hands, they're falling asleep and they're leaning forward. And then another sister says, come to meet them. And then down to be the first of the final part of the or the one who did know the underneath another to form a different life cell. So this beautiful fold is that people talk about life unfolding, I disagree, it folds back. If I had pictures, I could show you some of those pictures, but you can find an awful lot on the online to type in the script that there is one. wonderful. Thank you, choreograph, dance. It's amazing. We all turn out for 2 months to say, you know, we're going to love what you do. It's a fantastic project. But in another sense, it's very robust. It's incredible that these are all do what they're told. And that's what's going on. Those are the secret places that only God knew. And those who are writing this book and scientists that I know who are working throughout the country are able to say, I can't uncover something that I only knew. Until we publish it, they tell a colleague, only one God knew what was going on. It's like a privilege to explore that. But things like Simon written, the Son of God, who's in everything is created, took on a physical body, the only thing in creation, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. So this is the upward dimension that scientific knowledge brings to my understanding. To see what was the significance of a baby, you know what it was like. We don't have a film. But we, when it is excited, we watch and grow, but to think of God taking on DNA, like every other living thing on the whole planet, which I think, in a sense, dignifies our God of life. God is so DNA with us. It's a dream that's only for ourselves. And went through that intricate process. I believe it's a beautiful process, I guess, looking in the eye of the beholder somewhat, what I would hope to do, but I think it's also really a beautiful, I'll give you an example of the way the sound develops. I've watched this happen on pictures and in notes, it's so similar in a human, but it starts out as a kind of pebble. This would be useful, you know, it's happened, but the fingers gradually, you can see the profile of the finger is rising, that's where the lens is going to come up. And then the web in between the fingers are broken down. And then you can see these fingers come out. So that's the process that Jesus submitted to having covered. And that's the way that sometimes happens very early on in development. The Son being very much of God, committed to be the most important as of the other living thing on earth. It did not consider equality with God, only to the most available person, rather he made himself all of himself. So there is no point about equality in the country of scientific. Who really needs to know what kind of a book that could be carried in the center. But I think it was important not to miss out those early stages. As we were really from the angel, and the week after that one, so we wanted to see how it went. We were talking to Elizabeth, and between that and the trip to Bethlehem, everything that happened, Jesus took the very nature of a servant and trusted himself to those fragile and yet robust developmental processes that were created through him. He became the consistency of a public character. A very, very complex, what I have to say, servant, incredibly complex, but no such thing as a simple girl. We needed so much power, we needed a room to develop him, and God a very strong young woman, I believe in every sense of the word, to nurture him, not just for the early stages, but to support him right through his life. It was there right here, and it's from the very beginning. So this revolution that God started, it started in a very humble way, and it continues in exactly the same way for the next 20-something years. So I hope, and it's going to, if you're an online person, it's going to take this on your own series for what I've been talking about. How do we respond to this kind of knowledge? We don't all have the privilege of looking down the microscope. Some of us watched out of the hills that came through the burning bushes in a good day. And the biologist looked at it, took himself to the military, and dependence on God removing dust. And I can appreciate even more what that means, not just how to confirm it, but something to do with the big bang. God sustained that whole process and then submitted to becoming a spiritual embodied within it. And now I think it's been adopted to my mind helps me to thank Jesus for what he did and for the opportunity to be part of that revolution, to be part of his people in the faith. Because of what he did, I'm not just, I don't just have a job to do. Or might know something about scientifically, might have learned something about them, might be able to learn something more about what that knowledge has so much to feel for your work and your work group. Our gratitude, our aspirations, taking 5 minutes just to walk into the garden. So thank you for all the different trials that you've taken. Thank you.